Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Now, it may be years off, but have you given any thought to when you retire, when you look back and you think, what could I have done better? Well, now it's the time to think about that. So when you look back someday, many, many years from now when you retire, you don't have to regret that you missed something. So what's the first rule of business? Well, there are many rules, but the first rule of business is break even. Never lose money. If you break even in a bad year, symbolically, that's really making money because you don't have to dig out. The next thing you want to do is make a profit because profit's good. That's what makes everything work. We can give our coworkers raises. We can build equity. We can build retirement funds. We can build wealth. We can buy our building. There's so many things we can do when we're making money. But what is there after that? We've broken even. We're making money. Now, where do we want to go with our business? Well, what we want to do is make sure that the business is stable, that we're doing the right things, that we are making a profit. And then we want to take and we want to say, what is the challenge we want to go for? What is the hardest business challenge we can take? Do I want to raise my volume of my business? Do I want to buy this fantastic building I'm in? Do I want to go out and create other businesses? Set up for yourself some interesting challenges that are not going to break the bank, that are not going to interfere with your business, that are not going to keep you from making a profit, but are going to keep you interested and inspired. Climb that mountain. See if you can get to the top of it. Don't have goals that are just mediocre, low goals. Have goals that are lofty. Have goals that will have some meaning. Have goals that will make you think. Have goals that will put you in a position where you say to yourself, I have to come up with solutions. I have to be the best that I can be. I can't just sit here and be complacent. I have to lead. Leaders lead. I know that. And when they're leading, they're creating a vision. They're seeing things. They're seeing what needs to be done. I need to see things that other people don't see. I need to open up my vision. I need to see where I need to go. Create some interesting goals and challenges that will challenge you, challenge the people around you, challenge your company. Make your business grow. Make your business more solid. Make your business more interesting than the competition. And when you start to create these challenges, well, if you create a lofty challenge, maybe you won't get there, but maybe you'll get three-quarters of the way there. Maybe you'll put yourself in a position where you'll exceed the challenges. And then when you work through those challenges and you solve that problem, create another challenge and another challenge and another challenge. And then what happens is you won't be working. What you'll be doing is you'll be really enjoying yourself, playing the game of business to the most exciting possible results that you can think of. And if you have a setback, look at that setback, say to yourself, well, that didn't go so well. Now, what experience can I take from this for the next challenge? Just make sure that we're not betting the business and we're keeping the business stable at the same time. Challenges are the opportunity to grow as a business person, to help the people around you grow, and to make more of a profit. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.